Blog Talk Radio.
Speechless, literally.
All right, folks, welcome back. This is it's been 8 months coming, and we actually Grand Ideas Radio shut down back in June of last year. And I don't know if you guys know John Dilley, but John had a show on the Grand Ideas Radio Network. So John and I put our heads together, and came up with this brilliant plan that we're going to do a show together. And it's basically about food. It's raw, unscripted, and wrapped in bacon. And so,
absolutely.
You all know who I am, but for those of you who do not know John Dilley, John, I'm going to let you plug yourself, because I'm not going to plug you for sure, but you can plug yourself and tell everybody who you are.
Well, I'm not a proctologist, so I'm not going to plug myself, but I'll talk about myself. Yeah, John Dilley, I am the owner and the creator of DEFCON sauces, the people of finest wing sauces, habanero horseradishes, dry rubs, and now beef jerky on the planet.
Yeah.
I've been around for about 13, 14 years. I've done very well for ourselves. We're pretty much known in the industry. A lot of people would like our stuff. And we got I got all 50 states, 32 countries, all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, we're all about food. And this I think Frank had the right idea of getting me back on here, because it's kind of like a tag team here. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think the show's going to be a major hit. And so it's all about the food stuff. And if you guys are foodies out there, I think you're going to enjoy the show. It's going to get a little bit off topic from now and then, but that's kind of the idea. just like the like theme song. Yeah, right, Frank?
Yeah, exactly.
But anyway, I figured it's the first show. So why don't we start out? I'm gonna start something here. I've got a shot of tonight will be a Port Charlotte, a Scottish barley, heavily peated, a single malt. I'm gonna start off each show with a shot of whiskey, and between guests, I'll have another shot of whiskey. Hold on a second. Okay, shot.
Okay.
Shot one down. I'm ready to go. How about you, Grill?
Well, I tell you what. Prior to the show, I started drinking a bottle of wine about 5 o'clock. So I'm already into that bottle of wine. Actually, there's nothing left in that bottle of wine. And just before the
4 hours
started,
later, I hope not.
Yeah, I was taking a nap, and then all of a sudden I realized the show was going to start. But anyway, by the way, John, it's going to be fun. I think we're going to have a good time with the guests.
Yeah, I think we will, too.
I will tell everybody right now, if you're coming to the show and you want to find out the best pairing of wine with fish, this is not the place to be. If you're interested in finding out the recipe for Grandma's pound cake, this ain't it either. we're going to be meeting with people in the foodie world and outside the foodie world, but as my old slogan used to be, everybody eats. And we'll be talking about food and what people like in food. We'll be talking to artists, find out what their culinary delights are. And from there, we don't know where it's going to go. It can go all over the board. It could get kind of raw. It could get kind of crazy. But, hey, that's what we're here for every Friday night from 9 to 10. And then also, you can tell your friends if they missed the live show, then poor them, but they can hear the replay at grandideasradio.com anytime during the week, and the archive will always be there. I have to tell you, you know, you plugged yourself and the DefConSauces.com.
I did not plug myself. I did not do that,
Frank.
I did, no. Oh. I'm sitting down. I'm sitting down.
Yeah, well, plug yourself while you're sitting down. I have a new product too.
Nice.
That I'm gonna be promoting, which for 6 months, actually a little longer than that, but for 6 months I've been working on this project, and I just found out the other day. By the way, John, T-A-N-K-O, how do you pronounce that?
It depends on which part of the planet you're on.
Well, I was
I think it's Panko. I think it's Panko. Everybody says Panko.
Exactly. I've been calling it Panko too. In fact, I told somebody I was going in the Panko business, and they said it sounded like I was going to be selling panties. So I thought it was Panko also. But it's a Japanese breadcrumb, and the proper pronunciation is Panko. P-A-N-K-O is Panko. So
Panko.
For 6 months, I've been calling it the wrong thing. But we have a Panko product. We've got buffalo flavored. And we've also had bacon jalapeno flavored. And believe it or not, we're kind of like, what was that ice cream company that had 32 flavors?
Baskin-Robbins. Yeah.
Baskin-Robbins.
Look at that. 30 wonderful flavors. 31 flavors.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have 32 actually wonderful flavors of Panko / Panko, whatever you want to call it.
Panko. Yeah,
and,
Panko. Panko.
We started off with the two. I had not launched the website yet. I was trying to do it before the show started, but I'm not real good at setting up websites, and we've had some screw-ups. So sometime this week, you'll be able to go and buy the product if you would like. It's fantastic. It's buffalo-flavored. And also the jalapeno bacon. So enough plugging.
And I must interject. I had the bacon one on the bacon jalapeno one on pork chops the other night, and I have to say it was very good. I did it. You asked me to. I did it, and I'm being honest. It was very good, and I actually did it twice now.
All right. Do it three times.
And it's still
really
freaking
like
Panko, dude. Panko. Panko. You sound like some dude out of Chips. What, Eric Estrada and John, right? Right. Yeah, Panko and John. Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
We're Chips. Yeah. Yeah. Buffalo Chips. Yeah. Good. Jesus Christ.
By the way.
Oh, my God.
Speaking of your product, that what do you call it? The heifer?
Jerky. Heifer jerky.
Man. That stuff is addicting. You sent me a pack, and I need some more, by the way. I'm out of it now.
Yes, dear.
but it's excellent. You got to check out his jerky and all his other products. But that jerky is excellent. I mean, what is it made out of?
Everyone loves my hot meat, dude.
Yeah.
It's true. That's the way it is.
Anyway,
I left him speechless. Folks,
yeah,
I left him speechless. Remember this day.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you did. I'm still thinking about you over there plugging yourself. Okay, so tonight we've got two,
at least I can reach. Oh, look at that.
We got two guests, and hopefully they'll call in, because you know what, John? It's going to be a long evening if they don't. But Monica Quintero is our first guest, and she'll be calling in here shortly. What time is it? Well, we got 6 more minutes, but Monica is, you've heard the whole thing about landing a whale. When you're in business, if you land a whale, well, we've landed a whale on this one, because she's a heck of a person from Fox TV, and we'll get into talking with her tonight. And also, Tara Tinsley, who is a country music songwriter, And Tara has a new album that's out. It just was released, and we're going to be playing a couple of her new songs. So tonight, that is the game plan with our two guests, and God knows where it will go from there. But I do have a question for you, John. Completely question off.
Oh, this should be good.
Career.
Yep.
What do you think about coconut oil?
Oh, depends on how you use it. I mean, where are we going with this? Are we remaining PG-13? Are we going to go to R? Are we going to go to X or triple X?
Well,
I mean, coconut oil can be used in cooking, but it's better not. It's better. Oh boy, how do you mean, sir?
Well, it's the most amazing product. I found out this week that you can cook with it, but also you can put it on your skin, and it makes your skin shine. And have you ever used it?
You're scaring me, dude. You're scaring me. Well, you're like a big Turkish wrestler. I mean, did you shave your back today? I mean, come on, where are we going with this? Oh, my God.
Well, I want to ask the girls when they come on, have they ever used coconut oil? But it should be classified as a miracle food because you can cook with it. You can rub down with it. You can.
Oh, my God. Wait. The Saturday Night Live had that. It's called New Shimmer. Tastes great. And look at that shine. A floral wax. It's a dessert topping. Oh, what, are you kidding me?
In fact, I tell you what, while we're waiting here for 5 minutes for Monica to call in,
okay.
Anybody, if there's any fool who's listening at this point, call in 714-242-5272. Call in and tell me, have you ever used coconut oil and how have you used it? And the first one who calls in and I take their call, you will get a free can of, or not really a can of coconut oil, you'll get a free container of Panko. Anybody out there who's used coconut oil and would like to talk about how they've used it, call 714-242-5272.
Oh, man, no, you should have said they would win a little thing of coconut oil pre-used. It's got some short and curlies in it. Oh, my God.
I always love when we do these contests, people never call in. I guess maybe it's the questions that we ask. But if you have used coconut oil and you've got a suggestion on a good way to use coconut oil, 714-242-5272. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Coconut. That's horrible. You give me really bad ideas. It's like,
In the future, your goal is to bring on people. By the way, John is in the hot sauce business, and you've been in the hot sauce world for God forever. But we'll be bringing on some guys from the hot sauce world. And in fact, next week we've got someone coming in from the hot sauce world. But you want to tell people a little bit about the hot sauce world and what that's all about?
Sure. I mean, the hot sauce industry, it's honestly like a really good, really well-knit, close-knit family in the whole hot sauce industry. I mean, you got a couple of douchebags and stuff like that. But overall, I mean, we support each other as a whole, because if the industry does better, we all do better. That's kind of how it works.
Right.
And, I've been doing this for quite a while, and we kind of made a name for ourselves, all that kind of stuff, whatever. But it's nice to, you know, just the whole – going to the trade shows and doing the bigger shows, it's camaraderie like you read about. I mean, you can feel the whole family bond between everybody, because we're all friends. Everyone's friends, and we all drink beer because we have to. We're in hot sauce.
Exactly.
I'm being honest, but I mean it's a wonderful thing. The hot sauce industry has really, really grown by leaps and bounds. I mean, it used to be all about just like, you know, for 130 years all you had was Tabasco. That was pretty much it. And and then Frank's came along, for wings and stuff. Well, you look at Tabasco. For 130 some odd years, they had one Tabasco. That was it. Well, now they have about a dozen. Why is that? Because of us. We've pushed the envelope, and the industry as a whole. I mean, the American the palate has changed. The people are getting more I need more spice. Need more spice. You don't have to go right to the top on like a Reaper pepper, but the people are starting to experiment more with hotter and spicier food, and it's really, really cool. There's a whole changing of American palate going on. It's been going on for about 6-7 years, where people are really looking for better, bigger and better things, and they've found out that us, the small guys in the hot sauce industry, we're the ones coming up with the new ideas. Yeah, you'll get a Frito-Lay or a Kraft or something like that following suit, trying, because when they make something, they're making it on a conglomerate scale. They're making billions of tons of this crap. We're not. We're making maybe 500 gallons of this stuff it'll last us for like the next 3 or 4 months, that kind of thing. So you're just small batch stuff, and it's made with the better ingredients. No Monsanto. Some squid's not going to pop out of your freaking ketchup. There's no Monsanto in it. You know what I mean? This is Monsanto. Oh my God. Yeah. But anyway. But we're using real ingredients. When you call to place an order, you're probably talking to one of the owners of the company. You're not talking to some secretary, assistant secretary of the secretary. You're talking to the person who's going to be ordering the stuff. And I think we've really made a mark. And if you look on the shelves these days, there's so many more hot sauces and just spicy things on the counter. And I think that has to do with our little industry, which is growing by leaps and bounds. I think it's kind of cool.
Pretty cool. Yeah, it's very interesting. And as even in like the barbecue world, we're going to have people in from the barbecue world. And by the way, I've gotten in trouble because I call it a grill, but barbecue. But we'll have these little industries, and a lot what these guys do at these competitions and the get-togethers, they come up with these different products, barbecue sauces, et cetera, that are just way advanced, way ahead of the big guys. And of course, the big guys steal the ideas and make a gazillion dollars off of it. But
right.
I hear you.
When you think about it, the big guys, you have to have a little bit of a heart to look at the big guys. When they take an idea let's say I'm making some mix on a 2 gallon pot and a wooden spoon in my kitchen, and all of a sudden 6 or 8 months later I come up with a sauce that I got a co-packer make with FDA approved, all that kind of stuff that goes on the shelf. But yeah, I'm making let's say 500 bottles of this stuff. Well, the Frito-Lay can't make 500 bottles. He's got to make 5 million bottles. So they're not going to put out about 10, 12, 24, however millions of dollars they're going to do this. They have to make sure that they're doing what they think is right. They haven't gotten it right yet. But yeah, whatever it is, at least they're trying. I mean, when's the last time you had before 5 years ago, like a hot Cheeto or a hot Dorito, or they didn't exist, and now they do. They're starting to dip their toes in the water. So, hey.
Fritos. That right there is a play on words. Let's see. Somebody's calling in here. Let's see if it's our guest. No, it's not our guest.
Uh-oh.
And they hung up. Whoever it was, they hung up. I guess they changed their mind.
Almost been the FCC. All right.
I thought maybe somebody's calling in and tell us the best use for the coconut oil. But anyway, no, it wasn't. But I found out.
Well, they didn't want
to bottle
with your short and curlies in it. That's what it was.
Yeah, really. I was going to give away the free Ponko/Panko, but I guess they decided no. Anyway, I found out the same thing.
The commemorative chips bottle. Yeah.
Eric Estrada, is that his name?
Yeah, the teeth. Teeth.
He's probably making bit deals now anyways. I should probably get him and see if I can get his face on the poncho instead of Ponko.
Oh, who knows? Maybe he'll be in a Peter Hang-Ups commercial or something like that. Who knows?
All right, let's see. Let's see, our guest may be calling in here. This is the one thing I hate about Blog Talk Radio. Every time, I haven't done this for 8 months, and I remember 8 months ago we used to have stupid shit that would happen every night, and it's happening again tonight. People are calling in, but then they're, let's see here. Nope.
Maybe they just don't like you.
No, it's lighting up. It's lighting up. The light is on, but nobody's home. I'm hitting the button.
Oh, good.
Here, hold on. Hold on 1 second. Folks, you go ahead and, play with yourselves or whatever. Plug yourself there for a second. I got to figure out what the hell's going on here. Anyway, I think our guest is trying to call in. Monica, that's you. I see you, but you keep disappearing. Oh, well, here we go. Freaking Blog Talk Radio. Anyway.
Were you hung up on her?
Call in?
Did you hang up on her?
Hold on. Let me try this again.
See, a man from Jersey would never hang up on a woman. It wouldn't happen.
No, I really want to talk to Monica because this is like a big deal to get her on here. I mean, she's a big wig. She's like executive producer. Maybe she changed her mind if she heard our monologue, but She's executive producer for KIDY Fox 15 in Abilene, Texas.
Oh, maybe because she heard the Superman lead-in and just, like, ran away.
No, somebody's calling in, but I can't. The numbers come literally.
Oh, wow. Oh, you're doing good. Oh,
good.
People out there in the world, they will hear us right now. This is called a first show. It's called Get the Lumps Out of the Carpet.
No, but this, the
oh
thing
my
is,
God.
It's actually, I mean, this may be a good call. It's coming up XXX on my
oh, nice.
Screen.
Well, that's a plus.
Yeah, maybe it's about that coconut oil after all. So what, I don't know what. Hold on a second. This is weird. This did this last time. Anyway, while we're waiting for these
this,
phone calls to come through,
yeah.
There's nothing I can do because, it, you know, it's just the system. But I will tell you that, as you noticed, this show will not be cutesy. It will not
nope.
be PC correct. We don't want it be that way. And we want to make you laugh. We want to have some fun. And the whole idea of doing this with John is just kind of let things fly and see what happens. If our guests don't call in or can't call in, you get to hear us talk about absolutely nothing.
Yeah,
but two,
yeah,
for
yeah. Call into the show,
hour.
You'll be ignored. It's fantastic. It's a great thing.
Unbelievable. I tell you what I'm going to do here. Let's see here.
This is why you make the big bucks, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The big bucks. By the way, speaking of, well, I shouldn't say that. Never mind. I was going to say, speaking of big bucks, people are already calling me up and saying, can I distribute your product? It hasn't even hit the market yet, for God's sake. Everybody's trying to make a buck. Okay, let's see here.
So your answer should always be no, never.
Hey, do you have people call you up and ask you the same question?
Of course, but we have it available.
You have it available or you don't have it available?
Oh no, none of my products are available. That's why we sell them online.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
See, there's a method to my madness, always.
I see. Well, this is great. I think our guest is trying to call in, and she told me she said, Frank, you know I'm a busy woman.
Oh, good opener. Oh no, oh no.
She was going to be in her dinner break, but she says she was very excited about coming on our show, which to me is like,
well, if you
okay.
try calling in for a half an hour and you don't get in, it becomes tedious.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a little ditty here. And see if I can figure out what's wrong with the phone. So I'm gonna put everybody. I think I'll play the Batman too. How about Batman? Does that sound good for
the original?
Something different.
The original.
Is, but anyway, I'm gonna play with the music. I'm gonna play with the phones. Everybody, hang tight. I'll be right back.
To the Batmobile. Let's go. Atomic batteries to power.
Oh my
turbines
Lord.
To speed.
Roger. Ready to move out.
Yes, people. This is happening. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, this is why I don't like to be a manager. Wow.
Batman! Alright.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Where's George Romero when you need him? Oh my God. Oh, you're killing me, dude.
Alright, let's. Hey, well, somebody, no,
at least it was the original.
I'll
give you that.
Shut down again.
Oh, Lord. This is so bad, dude.
All right, so much for that.
I can see the Biff Sock Pow Bam appearing in air. I can see it.
I mean, it's like somebody keeps calling in, but every time I hit the button, it disappears. So I'm either hanging up on them.
Or you have a stalker.
Maybe.
I doubt it.
Hold on a second. Okay, let's see. What was Monica's number supposed to be? No, that's a different number calling in. Well, hell, let's see who this is. Okay, it came through this time. You ready?
Oh, good God.
Hey, here we go. We have no idea who's calling in. And press this button, and they should answer. This is Green Ideas
Frank.
Radio, and you're. Yes, who
Frank.
Is it?
Uh-oh.
Debbie from Kentucky.
Hey, Debbie from Kentucky. How are you, Debbie from Kentucky?
I'm good. I know you're excited, right?
Yes.
I know you want one of those gorgeous blondes on there, but you got me.
Well, this works.
I bought coconut oil for the first time.
Yeah.
And to use as a mouthwash.
I heard that. So did it work?
I haven't had the guts to try it yet. But you're supposed to be able to pull toxins from your body. It's called oil pulling.
Oil pulling? Well, I've heard that used term for other ways.
What? Uh-oh.
That just sounds painful. I don't know. Oh, man.
Yeah,
you don't have to use a turkey baster or anything, do you?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, oh my God, I know where we're going with this.
I did use it to saute some stuff the other day because my hubby doesn't like olive oil, so it worked. It worked fine.
So it is a miracle. So
you're saying that coconut oil it'll lube the meat. Well, I mean, it is Debbie from KY,
oil,
right?
Yeah.
Debbie from KY, right. That's where you're calling from, right?
Correct.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out. I'm slow here. You gotta kind of keep up with me.
No, I think you're on top of it all right
so
now.
So Debbie from KY finds coconut oil is a good lube for meat. Okay, we're on
right,
that. All right,
exactly.
Continue.
Yes.
This is good.
Now
this
I'm
is
famous.
Good.
So hey, Debbie from KY lube, do you want any more panko?
Not right at the moment, but I will be in touch because I'm waiting for 29 of the other flavors.
You just got shut down there, pal.
No. Not at all. I'm just anxious for more. More flavors.
Hey, John, did you hear her?
She wants more flavors. She wants more flavors. Make a coconut panko.
Oh, there you go. Coconut. Wait a minute. I'm writing it down. Coconut oil.
Panko.
Right.
Panko, Frank.
Panko. Panko, yes. And, of course, from here you have to make a bourbon one.
Ooh, a bourbon panko.
Yes.
Bourbon panko. All right.
Yes.
Ugh.
I'm making notes.
That's gonna look like kitty litter.
No.
It's going to.
Great.
Yeah. The brown liquid with the. Oh no, bad.
Actually, we just
all
got
right,
kitty
Deb-
litter today. With that's
hey,
made
Debbie.
From coconut. Yes.
Debbie, actually, I think someone else is trying to call in. It might
good.
Be one of our guests. But thank you for calling
good.
In. I'll work on the coconut oil panko, and if we develop it, you'll be the first one to get it.
I'll be waiting with
be very afraid.
Yes, I am. Bye, guys.
All right.
Thanks, see you later,
bye.
Darling.
Okay. Well, hey, this is working now. I think we had, our phone's working. She knocked everything loose. It's actually Tara. Everything's screwed up here, but I believe we have Tara calling in. So, hey,
awesome.
Hey, you want to just change up everything? Hold on a second here. All
okay,
right.
No more
button.
Batman.
Hey, Tara, is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Awesome.
the reason why, okay.
Hey.
This is Tara Tensley, everybody. The reason why we're having all kinds of major, major, major technical problems with phones, calls coming in, so I have no clue who this is. I thought it was you. Welcome to the show, by the way.
You should know it's me by my voice. Come on.
What? Oh,
yeah.
I can tell by your voice. I'm already turned on, for God's sake.
Oh, I thought it was all the talk of coconut oil and lube, but okay, my
well,
mistake.
That was that, too, but you called in. So how you been, Tara? God, it's been forever.
It's been, yeah, I've been really good. Yeah, it has been forever. I almost thought you disappeared, but then you resurfaced.
Yes, I resurfaced. Say hello to John, by the way. He's my new partner in crime.
Hey, Tara.
Hey,
how you
John.
Doing?
What's going on?
Nothing much.
I'm
hanging
good.
Out. Yeah, no, Frank did resurface. He finally shaved his back, and it grew back.
Hey, you know, it's almost spring. Might as well start growing things.
That's right.
I'm
so
not going
Tara, I'm gonna, Tara, guys, as I mentioned in the very beginning, is a Nashville-based singer and songwriter, and she's been on our show many times. In fact, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. She used to do little bits for us, and I figured it would be great to have Tara on the show because she's kind of like one of the originals, and she's got some new music she's coming out with. So, Tara, you want to tell everybody, I'm going to play one of your songs, but do you want to tell everybody a little bit about yourself and then tell us about your new album?
Yeah, I mean, come on, I love talking about myself, so here we go. Well, my music sounds like, in my opinion anyway, because it's hard to describe music, a mix between Miranda Lambert and Tom Petty. And this current album I recorded in Nashville with producer Luke Forehand, another bunch of amazing musicians. And I don't know, I'm from California. Well, I'm from Michigan, moved to California, moved to Nashville. I mean, I've been all over. So this album really encompasses, you know, the traveling aspect, and it's actually going to be called Meet Me Halfway. And I always have some sort of relationship with, like, you know, a boyfriend or my family or friends across the country. So it's kind of like, you know, the song Meet Me Halfway is about, you know, being across the country from someone and thinking about them. And, hey, you know what? I'm too lazy to go the whole way. Let's just meet halfway. Not really. It's more romantic than that, but.
What? In fact, one of the songs you sent to me is called Meet Me Halfway. But before I play the song, I have to ask you a question. Did you shave your legs before you came on the show with us?
Well, I have to say that no, it's winter. What, are you crazy?
Well, no, good answer.
But no, you have a song that's called Legs. Is that on the new album?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was on the last album. Go on, get in with the time. My philosophy has changed now. Like, I don't shave my legs. Just kidding. I don't live in California anymore. But, I didn't shave my legs this winter. And, I'm not going to until it's summer again. So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well,
just kidding.
I thought maybe because you were coming on our show, it was something special, so you might shave your legs before you came on. Anyway, let's go back to the other song. Meet me halfway.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of coconut oil, I hear it's a really good shaving cream. You know, instead of using shaving cream, you can use coconut oil, FYI,
there
for shaving.
Go.
Maybe you'll do that later. Cause now I feel bad.
There you go. We learn something every day. Right, I'm gonna play Tara's song, Meet Me Halfway. Everybody hang tight. We'll be back to talk to Tara about coconut oil, what she does with it, putting on her legs, and what other things we can do with it. Hang on.
This country's so big,
exactly. And did you know, John, did you know I was a singer? Did you hear me doing the backup part there in that song?
Yeah. As you're gurgling, coconut oil, yeah, I'm right on that.
So Tara, who was singing with you?
Tara, that was fantastic. My wife is actually, she's waking up to go to work, and Maggie just heard that, and she loved it. So thank you.
Yeah, it's excellent. Who was
the
backup
you're
singer there?
Anytime.
And who's the backup singer in the song?
So that was Luke Forehand. He's the one who helped me produce my new EP that's coming out in the spring. So that's his voice. I told him, your voice is amazing. And he still is a little, you know, shy about it. But I feel like there's no reason to be. He has a rocking voice.
That's cool.
Well, it's actually a very good song. So now, when did you release the new album?
So I haven't released it yet. It's going to be released in May. So yeah, you guys are playing these songs for the first time before anyone. Do you guys feel
very
special
cool.
or what?
All right.
Yeah.
See,
Frank, you finally did something right. Look at that.
Yeah, brilliant ideas. The brilliant ideas, the cutting edge of music and food. That should be our slogan.
Yeah. See, I'm helping you guys out. You're welcome.
Oh, you're awesome. You know, what's funny? I mean, people don't realize that people from Jersey actually like country music. We finally got the new country station up here, and actually, my wedding song was Cross My Heart by George Strait.
Oh, that's awesome. Okay. Yeah, well, I mean,
it's an awesome song.
I feel like there's a lot of people all over the United States that love country. It's just most of them don't live in the city. That's why it's called country.
Right. Right. No, I mean, up here in Jersey, we haven't had a country station. It was Sterling AM. My God, 15 years ago, and they went away, and we had nothing until the new FM station popped up. It's fantastic.
Yeah,
well,
I'm glad you're happy
about
it. Yeah.
John, you people in New Jersey, you live in a whole different world anyway, so that actually makes sense. That you don't actually didn't have a country music station up there until then.
Well, we had Sterling AM, but I mean, AM radio sucks, dude. I mean, it was just like, you know, you might as well have one speaker, one huge speaker instead of stereo. But no, they have the new FM station. It's fantastic.
Well, good. Now, Tara, so you're not introducing this new album until May. So
yes.
If people want to get it, do they go to your website, www.taratendley.com, or will it be elsewhere?
So they can pre-order it on taratendley.com.
Oh, cool.
But
okay.
It will also be on bandcamp.taratendley.com, or eventually it'll be on Spotify.
Oh, very cool.
Maybe
okay.
on iTunes, but I haven't decided that yet. I haven't decided if I'm releasing it on iTunes. But definitely those three places.
Oh, man, I wish you best of luck with this. You sound fantastic, darling.
Yeah, can I
thank you.
Can I say something that is... Can I say something that doesn't sound very nice, but it really is actually very nice?
What's new? I mean, come on, yeah.
No, I was going to say, I listened to the two songs you sent to me, the new music, and how do you say this in a nice way? Your music sounds tons better than it used to.
No, that's a good thing.
I really like this. I mean, it's really good stuff. And I mean, I don't mean that in a negative way. It's not like it was awful before, but your new stuff is really good.
Well, you know what, though? Like, you might feel bad saying that, but that's what every musician wants, is to be better than they were. So it's not a bad thing. Just like, you know, women want to look better than they did, you know, not worse. So it's the same thing. So yeah.
Actually, you can bring that over to the food industry. Every product we come out with, we want to make one better than the last one. It's a growing stage. It's just
yeah.
Thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you.
It's no insult to what you were. It's like it's
thank
like,
you
great.
For saving me there.
Hey, I've been working.
Because I didn't want
not
to sound
problem,
like,
not a problem,
hey, Tara,
Frank. I'm used to doing this.
I didn't want to sound like I was saying, hey, Tara, you sound like shit before. And I really like what today. Now you sound good. It just...
Oh, wow.
Unless that's what you really meant, and then you were just
no.
really bad about
no,
it.
No, no, no.
And you're calling
no, no.
you. But that's fine, though, because as long as you think I sound good now, that's all I care about.
Yeah, no, it's
you say you
it's
sound
really
fantastic. It's the first time hearing you, and I didn't hear your old stuff, so I don't know what to play it on, but you sound great. I love the song.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Not a problem.
Well, I have some really great people play with me in Nashville, so I have them to thank, I guess, you know. And I wrote with some really great musicians. That song particularly was written with James McNair in Nashville, so we both wrote that together just one day hanging out. So it's just it's so simple and so easy there, but you have so many talented people. And it was just
that's
cool.
What got you into the whole music thing? I mean, what got you into the whole music thing? Was it it had to be a long time ago, but what got you into it originally?
What's really weird, it was like, it's not necessarily what got me into it. It's like, what got it into me? Because
okay,
I don't remember a time that I didn't have it, if that makes any sense. Ever since I was little, I'd be singing songs, and I would annoy my parents, and then eventually, they're like, wait, okay, maybe you need to sing with an instrument because you love to sing so much. You're annoying us so bad. So they got me in. Well, I think they were telling me I should play guitar, but I decided to play clarinet, which, you know, obviously was rebellious. And then I finally played piano, which turned into guitar because I love that. And from there, that's how I grew to who I am. I don't know why. Like, not many people in my family are very musical, so I don't know. It's just
cool.
Something that I was born with, I guess. I don't know. I can't say that. I hate saying that, though, because I feel like, oh, I'm born with this. But, you know, I feel like it's something that I can't deny that I want to do, and I've denied everything else in my life to do it. So, whatever. Music is my first love.
Hey, John,
that's very cool.
What she's basically saying is don't hate me because I can sing and I'm beautiful. So, no, it really is good stuff. And I'm going to play your last song. If people want to pre-order, they need to go to www.taratensley.com. She's got some great new music. She's got some great old music, too, so don't listen to me. It's really good stuff. But this is one of her best.
Now, Frank. Now you have to spell. You have to spell the last name, because not everybody knows how to spell Tinsley. Spell the name out, so everybody knows how to spell it.
TINSLEY.com, and Tara is spelled TARA. So
TARA.com,
and you can get her pre-order. It's coming out in May. We're gonna play the song, which is End of the Bottle, which. Actually, I hit the end of the ball probably 2 hours ago. That's why I'm talking
about it.
Yeah,
I think we've all been there.
You can relate. You can relate. I wrote this song for you. Come on.
Yeah, well, thank you. It's appropriate right now. So everybody check out Tara's website. Go buy her music. And, Tara, thank you very much for putting up with our crap. I'm going to play your song. And you're welcome to come back anytime if you would like.
Oh, of course. I'll come back every time. Just kidding. But anyway.
Oh, right.
Well, you
right,
insulted
guys,
my music. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
Everybody, this is Tara's song, End of the Bottle. We'll be right back. And Monica is actually calling in, so we have our second guest. Everyone hang on. We'll be right back. Thanks, Tara.
Cool.
Yeah, see you later. I'll
All right. That was Tara Tinsley's song, End of the Bottle. Check out her website, like I said before, TaraTinsley.com. And believe it or not, we actually got our other guest here, and I'm going to hurry along because we're running short on time. John, you're still with me, right? I didn't lose you, did I?
Yes, darling. I'm still here.
All right. We have...
You can't get rid of me. I'm like herpes.
We have Monica Quintero, and this is like I said, it's like getting the whale in the business. Well, she's actually more like a mermaid, but we've got Monica, and she's from Texas. Monica is the anchor and executive producer of KIDY, Fox 15, in San Angelo, Texas, and if this thing is working, we should have Monica. Hello, Monica. How are you?
Hello, gentlemen. Can y'all hear me?
Absolutely.
Yes, we hear you. Thanks
awesome.
For joining
Sorry,
us. How are you doing?
I was a little late. We're gearing up for our newscast, which begins in about 10 minutes, so we're always fighting the clock. We had a gentleman last night. I don't know if that's the right word, but he escaped from a jail in Callahan County. So we have been crazy busy getting our reporter live out there and getting the latest on the investigation.
Oh, I thought you could interview the guy. He scared me for a minute.
Yeah, me too. I thought, oh, man, cool. I thought, why are you there? I thought maybe he was holding you hostage. I'm like, this is going to be a cool radio show.
Yeah.
Yeah, get him on here. Talk about coconut oil.
Well, we would like to interview him because this is apparently a maximum security jail. So I don't know how, you know, we're still trying to figure out all the details. He had a getaway vehicle apparently waiting for him and investigators searching all over. Yeah.
And you had, and you actually took time to, and you took time to come on our show. This is pretty cool.
This is awesome. What do you?
Well, I'm in the process of fixing my hair, doing my makeup, and yes, getting ready for showtime in 10 minutes. It's a glamorous life of a newscaster.
Okay, I'm gonna make it quick. How do you feel about coconut oil?
Coconut oil. I like it. It's apparently very good for your skin, and it keeps that youthful glow. You know, as we get older, we have to pay attention and put all that stuff on our face.
But do you eat it?
You go, John. Do you eat it? Yes.
But do you consume coconut oil? You do.
I do. I cook with it. You know, I'm a health freak. I mean, I eat very. I eat Whole 30, which is pretty much non-processed foods. I take, unless it's natural sugar, I try not to eat it. So
gotcha.
I'm on a pretty strict diet. I like the healthy lifestyle.
Okay.
Now, Monica,
I have no
Monica,
problem with that.
Hi, Monica.
You guys
don't
even know what to say.
Monica, I have to ask a question, though. Okay, so you got to have, like, secret fantasies about food. So, like, just dream a little. So you have an opportunity to go out to dinner with me. Now, don't tell your muscle-bound boyfriend, but you and I go out to dinner. If you could order anything you wanted to order, what would you order?
I would do the chocolate cheesecake. I really like that from Olive Garden. That was one of my favorites.
Yes. Yes. Same here.
I do like sweets when I cheat. I love chocolate. I love cheesecake. I love ice cream, anything sweet.
Oh, see, I thought you were going to say, I'm going to order a stand-in so I can get the hell out of here.
No, John, you just see this woman on Facebook. She climbs Mount Everest every day. She runs like 47 miles every day, and she works out like 47 times a day. And it's just like,
all right, just because you're jealous.
Hey, that is what, you know, I'm in a very high-stress job. And that is between fitness and my faith. That's kind of what keeps me balanced. So I do spend a lot of time running and working out.
Yeah, she does. And one other thing I have to say, the funniest part is you and I both have about the same amount of friends on Facebook. When you post something, you could post a picture of, like, whatever, just your finger, and you'll get 783 likes. I could write the most interesting post in the world, and I get 17. What's that all about?
Are you
people don't
that
like you.
I'm surprised anyone follows what I do because I kind of consider myself boring. I don't stay up late at night. I work out a lot. I work a lot. I go to church. So I kind of describe my lifestyle as pretty low-key and boring. And people, I think, you know, when they see you on Facebook and they see me traveling, they have a different perception of you. And,
right.
And I'm very, very low-key.
I know you're busy and you're getting ready to go do a newscast and you got to go capture that that guy who escaped.
Yeah, low key. She's chasing the fugitive and she's low key. I'm right on that, darling.
Here's what I want to know.
Well,
did you ever find out?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. In case you ever want to do what?
I was going to say, in case you wanted to know the latest on that guy, you could download our KIDY Fox San Angelo app. Or the Fox 15 Abilene app on your phone, so you can watch us live.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna do that.
It just might happen.
The show is over. But I have. Here's what I'm gonna
ask you. Oh, come on, man! What's wrong with you?
Did you ever get a list of edible flowers? Last time you were on the show, you were selling flowers. Did you ever give me a list of edible flowers?
You know, I didn't because we, on the flower farm that I worked on, we didn't eat the flowers. We think they're too beautiful to eat. So, no, we didn't eat them. I know that there are some who do, but I would recommend making flowers out of icing, doing something like that, and not eating the flowers. But I do miss that job. It was a lot more laid back. I worked on a farm, so people don't realize kind of the transitions I've made. I've worked in news, then I got out for 3.5 years. It allowed me to travel, go to Holland, see all the beautiful lilies and tulips there, and now I'm back in the crazy business of news, but I love it.
Well, great. Well, we
That's
appreciate
cool.
you taking time to be on our show, and I know you're busy, and go catch the fugitive, and you're always welcome to come back on when you have more time. Everybody check out MonicaQuintero.com. You can find out more about Monica. Monica, we will sign up for that that fee as soon as we get off the radio show tonight, and thank you for joining us.
Oh, thank you, gentlemen. Thanks for working with me. I'm sorry I've been running around, but you guys are so much fun to talk to.
Oh, my God. Well, always remember, Frank eats flowers. Frank eats flowers. Consume beauty. That's his trademark.
Mind.
I mean, where are we going with this?
Thanks, Monica.
All right, guys. Happy Friday. Have a blessed night. Thank you all for having
Take
me.
Take it easy, darling.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. Well, that all turned out pretty well, considering all of our technical difficulties. So anyway.
No more freaking coconut oil, dude. We're done with that. Out.
That's a good topic. I mean, it is. It's like
no, it's not. No. The topic sucks. Coconut oil sucks. It's in Girl Scout cookies.
Well, there's a lot of uses I can come up with it, but I'm not going to go there. But it just, well, someone mentioned about it being a lubricant. Who said that? I forget.
But you're like a Turkish wrestler. I mean, you use coconut oil for everything.
Yeah, well, I'm more like a sumo wrestler instead of Turkish.
Well, Turkish, whatever. They both have bathhouses.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. I know, I'm not even going to. We're almost out of time, believe it or not. And next week, who do we got coming in? Scott? What's his last name?
We got Scott, yeah. We got Scott from Lucky Dog.
Lucky Dog coming on. And he was actually a past guest, too. Last time that Scott was on our show, he was on Kickstarter, I believe, trying to get a van to deliver his hot sauce. He's come a long way since then.
He has. No, he's one of the workers. He's a worker bee. Scott's an awesome dude. I've known him for years. I've only met him a few times. I mean, he lives on the opposite coast, so we don't meet each other very often. But the guy's got a good heart. He's got some really, really good products, and look forward to talking to him next week.
He's coming on next week, and then also Bridget Rios Purdy, P-U-R-D-Y. She's a blues singer that she was on our show a year and a half ago. She is a fantastic. She's very sexy, and she likes to talk dirty, so that's why I wanted to have her on the show. And
that sounds like me, sexy and dirty. Oh, my God. Oh my God.
Exactly. Can you sing?
I can. Not well.
So Bridget will be joining us next week along with Scott, and it'll be a great show. And by the way, if you're listening still and you would be interested in being on our
the biggest
and being on our show, we of course you can always contact John or myself And we'd love to have you. You don't even have to be in the food business. We're going to talk about food, coconut oil, or something, of course, if you get on the show. But contact us if you'd like to, or if you know somebody you think would be a good guest to come on the show. Hey, we got a caller. Should we take them?
Absolutely.
Why not? Because people calling our show.
Who we got?
If they take time, let's see, a 209 number.
209. What the hell is that?
If they call us, we got to answer the call. Hang on a second before we sign off here. Hello, this is Green Ideas Radio. Who's calling?
Hello.
Oh, this Pacific time. Oh, my goodness. California's calling. Oh, my goodness.
California's calling. It's almost 7 o'clock here.
Yeah.
And, yeah, coconut oil.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
No.
I know, I'm a Californian, right?
Huh? Boy, tell us about how do you use coconut oil?
Oh God.
I put it in my cast iron skillet and I grill.
Okay.
No, I saute everything, my meats, my vegetables. It tastes really delicious.
Really?
And I put it in my smoothie.
Okay.
Put it in your smoothie.
Now, does coconut oil, does it have a high smoke point or a low smoke point?
It's a high smoke point.
It is. Okay, cool.
I
did not know that.
Olive oil is
okay.
Not. Yep.
Right.
You can use, it's better to use an olive oil.
Interesting. Okay.
Yes, yes. And you can use it for.
What's your name?
My name is Pamela Tinsley.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm looking at. You know, I'm looking at the number and I'm thinking, this is looks a lot like the other 209 number.
Oh wow, this is funny.
Okay,
yes,
so
this is Tara's mother.
I was gonna say sister, but no, mother. See, I'm trying to bonus points here.
Wow, I sound young, eh?
Hey Pamela,
you do.
Are you calling to scold me?
To what again?
To scold me because I was telling your daughter that her new music sounds good while this other music sounds like shit.
Not at all. No, those are good questions, and she had great answers.
She did.
Her new music is fantastic, and I love it. And it didn't sound right what I was saying, but
Frank, we call that a good upbringing. That's what we call it.
There you go.
Yeah, the coconut oil people use for many more reasons. Just to let you know that people put it in their hair, use it for their skin, they eat it, they put it in their smoothies. I do that.
Okay.
See, I can go R-rated here, but it's her mom. I can't do R-rated with her mom. I can't do it. I just can't do it.
You can't.
It's just impossible.
I can't. It's just her mom. I guess I can't.
I'm gonna send you some Ponko for calling in, and thank you for calling in. And
thank you.
Did you tell Tara you're gonna call in the show?
No, we were just sitting here, my husband and I, Tara's dad, and we just thought, well, we need to call about the coconut oil anyway, because we use it all the time.
That's so funny.
Well, thanks for calling in. And I'll send you some Ponko. I don't have any coconut oil to send.
Frank,
but
it's Panko. Panko.
Yeah.
Panko.
I'm trying to be sophisticated, for God's sake. Thanks for calling.
Please, don't even start. It's too late for that, dude.
Thank you, Sam.
We enjoy your show. It's fun.
Thanks. Later.
Well, thank you.
All right. Well, now I guess, I kept looking at the number, and I said, well, it looks a lot like Tara's number, but it has four digits that are different. What are the odds of that? Okay.
Well, it's hard to have it when a guest mom comes on. You can't go R-rated. You can't do it.
I know. All of a sudden, we turned into like Disney all of a sudden. We went to G-rated.
Yeah, you know? Oh, I went Teletubby. It's like, what the hell's going on here? Oh.
Well, folks, the time is up. The big clock on the wall says we've already run over 2 minutes. Thank you for joining us for our first show back. And, John, I think we did okay considering the technical difficulties, and thank you for being here.
Yeah, the lumps will be out of the oatmeal next time. Yeah.
Yes, every Friday we're going to be here, and we'll have guests. Like I said, if you want to be on the show, just contact us via Facebook, through Messenger. And if you know someone who wants to be on the show, we'd love to have them. And I guess that's pretty much it, unless somebody else wants to call in and talk about coconut.
I think we chased them away, dude.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and close this show. And I'm actually, since Tara's mother called in, we'll play another one of Tara's songs. It's called Beautiful Day, and this is a beautiful day. So everyone, have a nice evening, and we will see you next Friday night. All right, buddy, we're done. Do you got anything else you want to say before we go?
Well, hey, you had the Batman thing. So, hey, next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
There you go. Later, everybody.
Well, I'm sitting in the grass, looking up at the sky, smiling back down at me, while the trees all sway in the breeze, and I can't help but think about you and all those things we like to do. And I smile when I'm thinking about the times you made me laugh and the times I couldn't help myself and kiss your lips. Oh, baby, feel your fingertips. I never push those hands away. I never push those hands away, 'cause it's a beautiful day, yeah. It's a beautiful day. Ain't it great to be alive? Ain't it great to be alive? It's a day, it happened the worst day, yeah. You'll survive. And all the people outside, they're rushing around, getting so crazy, acting like the world is crashing down. I don't know why. I guess they don't look at this life, they don't realize. No, they don't realize it's a beautiful day. Day. Ain't it great to be alive? Ain't it great to be alive? Yesterday, you're having the worst day, yeah. You'll survive. You'll survive. Great to be you.